The military operation to crush the Pakistani Taliban, known as TTP, and affiliated militant groups, was launched after peace talks between the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and TTP did not produce results. While the military claims that the operation is being carried out successfully, the government is facing what many analysts call a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people had to leave their homes in search of safer locations. The government has set up relief camps. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif visited a camp Friday to assure the people of the government's support for them.
The government and military together are trying to ease your problems, and I'm hopeful that soon, step by step, these difficulties will end.
But viewers, Diva Service reports from the area that many people complain that they find it difficult to get food and access to badly needed health facilities. There are also complaints that the use of force is causing loss of lives and property of innocent civilians. This man talked to VOA's Diva Service in the Pashto language.
I did nothing wrong and still suffered a lot. Those responsible for terrorism have already fled the area, but our houses and belongings are being destroyed.
The army says it gives enough advance notice for civilians to leave the area and takes maximum caution in making sure that only terrorists' hideouts are destroyed. So many people are leaving the area that it takes days for them to reach their destinations.
I have been on the road for 2 days and nights. There is no food to eat or anything to drink.
Sharif announced financial assistance to these families for the month of Ramadan. International help from the United States and World Food Program is also pouring in to help ease the burden Pakistan is facing in tackling the massive number of internally displaced people. Analysts say while efforts like these may bring some relief to the people so badly affected by this crisis, the real relief will come if the security forces manage to crush the militancy that claims thousands of lives in Pakistan each year. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.